This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Giants fire Jason Garrett yesterday. Zach Wilson gets the start coming up this week for the Jets. And all the other good stuff from the Knicks game last night as they beat the Lakers. It's all on the table for you, 877-337-6666. And we are hanging out tonight at UBS Arena in a game that you don't believe should be played.
Well, I'm glad it's going to be played for two reasons. One, we're going to be going to the game, and I can't wait to see UBS Arena.
Yes.
I've got nothing but great responses from people who have been there and how much they love the place. I'm going to tell you, it's going to force a new Madison Square Garden to be built.
You really think so?
That's what I see in the future. That whoever is the next governor, they're going to rip up Madison Square Garden, make that all Penn Station, and move Madison Square Garden west over to the West Side Highway, right just west of the Vessel in Hudson Yards.
It's going to compete that much with the garden that they got to make the garden even nicer?
You and I have been to the Prudential Center.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It's an awesome building.
Yep.
You and I have been to Barclays Center. It's not great for hockey, but it's great for everything else. It's
sure.
Great for basketball. It's great for fights. It's great for concerts.
Boxing, it's awesome. Yeah.
And
it's
great for concerts, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have the garden, which, you know, it may have history behind it, but it's an oval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And an oval doesn't work, you know, unless you want to go and get close to the basketball court or you want to get close to the glass, because being on the glass at a hockey game, you know, you could be anywhere and be on the glass and still have the same looks. But it's all about the suites, and I know that's they did expand the suites at the Garden and all that other stuff. But there's no way that, like, so Jeff Wilpon's company developed this. That's mm-hmm. why it's so beautiful. That's
yeah.
why City Field is so beautiful. This Oakview group, that's Dolan, they're involved in it. And then, of course, you have the Islander owners, Ledecky and Malkin, and then on top of that, you have New York State. So you have all four of these entities that are all tied in together. Guess what? I want a new building, too.
Mm.
So, and the other thing, too, I would say, if I were the Buffalo Bills, I'd be screaming.
Oh, they need.
I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs. Wait a minute. You gave the Islanders a new building down in Long Island. We want a new building up here in Western New York.
They desperately need one. They really do.
They do. And hopefully they'll get one. Because, you know, they are truly, like, when you think of, like, Buffalo, Green Bay, I know not so much Jacksonville. Because they're you know, they're an expansion team. I haven't been around as long. But if this Trevor Lawrence kid turns out to be super spectacular, that Shad Khan will get a new stadium down there.
Yeah, he'll make that happen.
He will definitely make that happen.
So, and then they won't go to London.
But I can't wait to go to tonight's game. And I know that the Islanders are 50% of what they would normally be if they weren't hit with COVID and a couple of other injuries. And that's just part of playing in today's NHL. I understand all of that. But I think if they were still playing in the Nassau Coliseum, and they didn't have the financial pressures of filling up a building, and you know tonight's going to be crazed.
Yeah.
And you knew that the last two nights that they've opened were great for them. You know, they lost on the ice, but they won at the box office.
And that's why tonight's game was going to happen no matter what.
All the suites are filled.
We're going to be in one of them. Did you take care of the food and the drink, all that stuff?
I did. I took care of all of that
stuff. What are we looking at tonight?
We're looking at a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Are we talking beer and regular alcohol?
I got some packages.
We got some packages.
I got some packages. Big packages, by the way.
Big packages. Yes. Okay. All right. Very good.
Look, we're not going to fugazi this thing.
I know. I figured.
We're going first class.
No, I love that. How many people?
We're going to be in traffic. We're going to be, you know, ornery when we get there. We know that, right?
Well, I'm going to try not to be. I'm not driving. That's why.
I know. You're good. You're going to be in a good frame of mind.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
No, we got a total of 16 people in the suite with us.
Okay. All right, nice.
I'm not sure who Wally is bringing. Hopefully they're as exciting as he is.
Wally Zerbiak. Yes. All his friends are boring, too? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm not. I'm one of his friends. I don't consider myself boring. And I don't know why you guys consider him boring.
I know. We joke around, and then Craig kills him, too. But yeah, I had a great conversation with Wally at the Jets game. It's awesome. Right.
So anyway, so tonight, you know, look, we got the third-place Rangers going against the last-place Islanders. This would be, you know, a huge upset given the state of the Islanders right now. And, you know, I have expectations for my team, and my team has exceeded most of the expectations already this year.
Sure.
We have a problem with backup goalie. This Dryden Hunt kid now all of a sudden is playing on the first line with Mika and Chris, and that kid, he's starting to look like something, maybe because he's playing with those two guys. But, you know, I like our defensemen. I like our young guys. We love our goalie. So, look, man, we got to take advantage of an opportunity that's going to be given to us tonight.
Guy in Morristown, also known as Guy Adami from CNBC, joins us right now. What's up, Guy? Happy Thanksgiving. What do you got for us?
Yes, this is Guy in Morristown. How are you?
Great, Guy. What's up?
What's happening, Guy?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy yes. Thanksgiving, Guy.
Listen, you're a show that prides itself on the edict, no one cares about hockey boomers. Is that correct?
Well, that's not the way that I feel, but the NARPs that I work with feel that way.
They are NARPs, and I don't feel that way either, although Greg looks sexy as hell.
Oh,
I mean, he is whittled down. He's chiseled.
Thank you.
Al always looks good to me.
He looks like a French cheesemaker, don't you think so?
Well, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but what I'll say is this. If nobody cares about hockey, I've found myself over the last 30 minutes screaming at my dogs because you've basically had 10 callers on to want to tell you about how they boil, bake, fry, brine, burn.
But here's the thing, man. Everybody has turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's right. We all have something
not
in common.
Everybody's paying attention to hockey. It's a universal thing. You're making a Twitter take right there. That's one of those dumb Twitter. You can talk turkey, but not hockey. Everybody celebrates Thanksgiving. Not everybody into hockey.
And then they want to tell you about their Aunt Millie's recipe for sausage stuffing. Please, you're absolutely annihilating me this morning. I would rather sit, watch a net game with Evan Roberts in the booth and watch him score and tell me how KD is going to be MVP of the league. Oh, my goodness gracious. Pick it up, people. Let's go.
Guy, will you be attending the game this evening? You'll be watching on television.
I will be watching that Ranger game. I will be locked in. I would wish, obviously, I was with you in that booth. But listen, I get it. I don't qualify for that. Maybe one day Stu Feiner and I can get together and we'll have like a whole fricassee with you guys and gals.
You retweet all of his stuff, which is amazing to me. Like you, and even when he's cursing his face off, you retweet the stuff.
No, he uses certain words, and you know those words that I will not retweet. But when he says, you know, tweets things about his dad. Or about certain things that are a little more benign, I will retweet it. Stu gets out there on the curve a bit, and I sort of try to stay away from that.
Yeah.
But for good reason, obviously. I mean, Stu pushes the envelope. I am nowhere near that envelope.
Oh, God. Did you see the one today that he tagged me in?
I unfortunately missed it, but I will take a look.
Go when you hang up. Go and watch the one. He's going to tell. He says everybody who's not going out and celebrating Thanksgiving Eve and doing certain activities is a loser. You can probably guess what those certain activities are if you know Stu Feiner.
Yes, duly noted. By the way, and on a serious note,
yeah.
I am thankful that each day I get to wake up and listen to you guys. You make my day. You start my day off correctly, and I'm sincere in those thoughts. So,
thank you, Guy.
Greg, that's so Al, nice. Eddie, and Jerry. God, where's Jerry? I mean, is he in exile?
No, I mean, he's home still feeling like crap. Eddie's gone today as well. He took a little early vacation. It wasn't important to him to be here. Today, but Jerry's still sick. He'll be all right. I'm surprised you didn't bid on the Al and Jerry post-game podcast package yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I did see it, and I retweeted it. Can I still get involved, or is it too late?
No, it's too late. Someone paid over $2,000 to sit in with him.
You know, the amazing thing is we would have taken Bitcoin for that.
Yeah, pay us in Ethereum.
Well, you saw You had that big move up to 67,000.
Yes.
Now here we are back in the mid-50s. Boom. It might be time for you to, you know, get back in a little bit. Dabble those big Norwegian toes of yours.
All right, Guy. Take
care,
man. All
right, Guy. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Thanks.
That's a Guy Adami, you know, from CNBC.
So my nephew Randy is coming, and my buddy Aaron is coming from Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are going to go through hell.
I think they may be taking the train.
Really?
Yeah, they may be taking NJ Transit, obviously, to the Garden, and then they'll come out on whatever line that is and get off at that's the smart way to do it, don't you think?
No.
You think sitting in a car coming across the GW Bridge or going through the Lincoln Tunnel?
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, and Al's going to have my back on this.
Well, yeah.
When you leave, what time is it going to be? It's going to be, what, 10 o'clock, something like that? You're going to have to go back through Penn Station on Thanksgiving Eve, sometime around 11 p.m., where people are stabbing each other, throwing each other on the track, screaming, yelling, naked homeless people pooping and rolling around in it. That's what you're going to experience in Penn Station at 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving Eve. You think it's going to be a holiday cheer in there? Somebody playing a little guitar with a Christmas tree up? No. It's going to be pure crime and chaos down there, like it always is.
Bunch of teenagers running around.
Right, exactly. The biggest party day of the year. You got to roll through Penn Station at that point. Drunken maniacs. Hell no.
Well,
I'd rather sit in a Cross Island Parkway for the rest of my life than expose myself to that.
I've been in Penn Station on Thanksgiving Eve,
yes,
coming back from the city.
Right.
One of the worst scenes you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
That was earlier in the night. That was like 8:30 coming home from work, so it's probably worse at night.
Yeah, but Randy and Aaron can handle themselves.
Okay, fine. I'm not saying they can't handle themselves. Who wants to go through that and deal with that?
Randy was just horrified by a fight in the stands at an arena. What he's going to see here. It'll ruin his whole Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said that he was, like, emotionally affected by a fight in the stands.
He's not emotionally affected.
That's what you said? That's what he said.
He's messing around.
Okay.
He's the hatchet man. You got to understand, on the ice.
Train.
He's the hatchet man. So the hatchet man can handle himself.
Don't you got to wear a mask the whole time on a train, too?
I don't. So what? Who cares?
Well, that sucks. No one likes doing that. People do it. I do it when I have to, but no one wants to do it.
Well, I've told you, Gunner has been doing it for years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
But if you didn't have to, you wouldn't do it. That's the same thing I have to say for everybody. If I don't have to, I'm not putting it on.
Well,
because I'm tired of it already. Everybody's tired of it, you know?
I know.
Don't go through. Those guys got to get in the car. Let's go. Let's step
in. No, driving from Jersey. I mean, can you imagine?
They shouldn't even be coming, really.
What do you mean?
That's just too much on a Thanksgiving Eve to go from
Jersey. I invited them. It's free.
Yeah.
So it's them.
They're going to take the train.
Oof. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
So I had to think about this. So I'm going to this fight on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I've been thinking back and forth, like, how am I going to get in that time? Because it goes right to the Garden.
Where's the fight?
The fight's at the theater at the Garden.
Oh, okay.
So the train, LIRR, goes right in there.
Yeah, sure it does.
But I'm like thinking
to
myself.
That's the Washington line. You can take that line.
Yeah, but I'm thinking to myself, why? Then the fight's going to end at like 12:45. Then I got to go back into Penn Station, wait around there the middle of the night with all this nonsense going on. There's no way. Absolutely not. I'd rather drive in, deal with the traffic, park the car for 10 skazillion dollars, hop in the thing and get home and not deal with all that Ashida. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to deal with the nonsense. Middle of the night Penn Station. You want to be in there?
No, hell no.
Exactly. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
I would just take the helicopter.
The helicopter. Huh. I wonder how much that would cost.
A lot. No, I'm just
the helicopter in?
I tried to see if I could get one to take me to, you know.
UBS tonight?
UBS from Manhasset. It's going to take 5 hours to get there.
35-second helicopter ride.
I mean, look, it's all great that they have the building and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, but just the snarl of traffic. We all knew it was going to happen.
Sure. Right, of course.
There's just no way over there. And now, you got to remember, you know, they have the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Once a year. This is how many dates?
And I'm sure they have a few other races over there where it does get somewhat crowded, but that racing community is used to that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, getting out of MetLife is no...
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. ...picnic either. I mean, this is what happens around here. You build an arena, you got hundreds of thousands of people in cars.
Or you build it like they did at Barclays Center where you can't park anything. Unless you're across the street in the mall.
Right.
And then it takes you an hour to get out of the mall.
Oh, my God. Because
somebody doesn't have an easy pass or a card reader or some other crap, and they're stuck. One car, it's like getting deed in the easy pass thing back in the day, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I know. This is why you don't do anything. Stuff like this. But that's why I got a car today. Drop me off. Fine. Don't have to worry about it. Pick me up. Bring me back home. I'm chilling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Yesterday morning, we came in here and we were talking about what was happening with the Giants after their Monday night debacle.
Yeah.
I told you that the way NFL teams are put together, you got to hope that the general manager and the head coach are tied together, because this is where issues start to arise. You draft guys in the first round. And all of a sudden, those first-round guys, especially top 10 guys, are not playing to justify where you pick them in the draft. And this is where the front office of these teams gets annoyed with the coaching staff of these teams. Mm-hmm. And this is where the owner has got to make a decision that who does he believe in, the front office or the coaches? Because the coaches are paid to put the players in the best positions possible to go out and make the plays and become the player that they drafted and that they expected to grow into when they drafted him.
Understand, yeah.
Right. So we were talking about this yesterday, and of course, somebody decided to fire Jason Garrett, whether it be, you know, Dave
Gettleman. Joe Judge.
Well, Joe, I mean, it could be, you know, he can't just fire somebody without going to John Mara.
Yeah, I know, but
Steve Tisch.
I mean, but
they got to talk to the Tishes and the Maras first.
But it was definitely his idea. And they have to say, all right, we're sticking with you. We trust you, and that's that.
And we do know that this ownership group does listen to their fans. And because they've said so, it's not anything that we're saying. They've said it, and they want to put on a good product on the field. So when you take a look at their since 2000, and you look at their first round draft picks, and these are supposedly the players that are going to be the foundation of your organization moving forward, you can see a lot of misses here.
Oh yeah, I mean, one after another. Now, this is the last 20 years. They did win a couple of Super Bowls in there, so we got to remember that.
Right. Well, yeah. But so, like, I guess you could probably go back to, where would you go back to? Like, Justin Pugh, maybe?
Yeah.
Justin Pugh in 2013, then Odell Beckham Jr., then Eric Flowers, Eli Apple, Evan Ingram, Saquon Barkley, DeAndre Baker, Dexter Lawrence, Daniel Jones, Andrew Thomas, and Kadarius Toney.
Yes. Couple of guys on there that Dexter Lawrence for sure is a guy that you're happy with. Tony and Thomas, jury's out still, but the rest of them are oofa.
And the question for Evan Ingram and Saquon Barkley, are they going to get contract extensions?
Yeah, I would say absolutely not. I mean, no way for Saquon Barkley, no way for Daniel Jones, no way for Evan Ingram. That's just me. All right, we can't forget, just because Jerry's not in the room, we can't forget about him.
I'm here.
He's there.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, see, that's what you tend to do when Jerry's not around, is you tend to forget that he's there.
Out of sight, out of mind, I get it.
Right, he's at home, he's ready for his update, and he's going to give us the update.
And we're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices, and we are also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Got a nice whopping shipment of Flag and Anthem yesterday, so thank you very much. Very cool, very cool.
This thing I'm wearing here today is like a half shirt, half jacket Flag
and Anthem
number.
You got one of those too?
Yeah, we did. I almost wore that today.
Is it the same color?
Yes, yes. Oh, it would have been ridiculous.
Oh, God.
They tend to give us the same stuff.
That's not fair.
So we never know, like, if we're going to wear something that's going to match.
You know what they do, however? They do, I've noticed with Al, because we do get similar clothes, but different colors. So you can wear the same thing, and yet it looks different.
But you got the same exact color as this one?
I think I have the same exact one as that one, I think. I got to go back and
look. All right, well, that wouldn't be good.
I mean, you look like a French cheesemaker, that's all.
You like this cheesemaker thing today, I see.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I think I look spectacular.
You should put a beret on.
If I had one, I would, Jerry.
Yeah, you'd look really good. Let's do the football first here, since you guys were just discussing Joe Judge and Jason Garrett and the Giants. I'll give you, first of all, so Garrett gets let go. I'm going to give you his statement. He put out a statement yesterday, and I'll read you one paragraph from it. It was, quote, "One of the things that motivated me to accept this position was the opportunity to help rebuild the Giants into a contending team. We knew there would be many challenges. My expectations for our offense were much greater than what our results have been, and I accept full responsibility for that. Know that I wish everyone with the Giants nothing but the best going forward. Ingratitude, Jason Garrett." So
ingratitude.
That's class. That's exactly what you'd expect from him.
But why can't you go? Why couldn't he just said,
"This is bull crap"?
Yeah, they think this is all my fault. Good luck. Let's see how many more games they win.
Well, that's what I did after I got fired from ABC.
You did.
Yeah,
you went scorched earth.
Scorched earth. Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt.
See, and you made out all right. You stayed in the business.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes.
He's too nice for that, though, Jason Garrett. He should, though. He'd be like, "Listen, that quarterback stinks."
And then Al told me, I didn't know this, his brother John was fired by Lafayette this week.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
That's a tough week.
I played with John Garrett in Cincinnati, I believe.
Right before Thanksgiving, yes. These two guys got let go? Man, it's a rough business.
Well, they'll be home for Thanksgiving. That's the way you got to look at it.
No, I hope they're charging people then to come in.
There is a silver lining.
I guess so. Here was Judge yesterday. First, you know, he obviously makes the announcement that Garrett's out.
Look, I'm going to start off and address a staff move we made. We made a decision to move on from Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants.
I mean, he sped through that so fast.
But he also said we. He didn't say I.
Well, it. Okay.
All right. Just so you know. It's just being accurate.
Meaning it's very possible that came from the top.
Yes. He wanted him out. The only reason he was here was because John Mara wanted him on the staff. Joe Judge didn't want Jason Garrett to be the offensive coordinator. We've talked about this for months now.
Well, the reason is pretty obvious for Judge.
I feel we have to be more productive as an offense. Generally speaking, the offensive job is to score points. I don't believe we're scoring enough points. And it's my job as the head coach make sure I give our players an opportunity to go out there and make plays.
No, there's an I comment for you.
Yeah.
He also talks about the fact that this isn't solely on Garrett.
Look, this isn't a blame game, Kim. That's not what this is at all, okay? But
okay.
I'm not looking for a head to roll. I'm not worried about external opinions or perception. I've said that a number of times. Now, this is not a blame game. I'm very appreciative of Jason for, you know, a lot of things he's done for us.
Although his head did roll.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
And there's three guys that have left this Joe Judge staff in the last 2 years. Jason Garrett and two guys that came with Jason Garrett.
Well, the Giants' offense is averaging 19 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's the bottom third of the league.
But we're going to find out if it's Jason Garrett or it's the players.
It's a freaking offensive league, man. And you know what? You got that's right. And they decided that, you know, Galladay was going to be a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, Sterling Shepard can't stay on the field. Kadarius Toney may not know where he's going every time that he's on the field. Saquon Barkley can't stay healthy. Andrew Thomas is back. And watching him make that catch last, maybe you should put him in tight end.
Seriously.
Well, they're going to have to keep up with the Eagles this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles have been shown to be able to get up and down the field, so we'll see. And that game's here, right, Sunday?
Yes.
Man. All right. Well, that should
win
be fun.
Win the game. That's called a pressure point.
Pressure point spot.
Pressure point game in week 12.
It's going to be another game they get booed off the field at halftime. That's what's going to happen.
You think, huh?
I think Freddie Kitchens is going to come in with a cape on and save this offense.
Never know. You never know. In Dallas, the Cowboys are getting set to take on the Raiders tomorrow. No Amari Cooper. Jerry Jones on the Fan yesterday, just kind of wishing that it was team first in Cooper's case here because he's unvaccinated.
Nobody's saying that he isn't outstanding. But this is a classic case of how it can impact a team when people are, at the end of the day, this is not individual, it is team. You cannot win anything individually.
There you go. And then there was one more in terms of where the team is. They didn't play well in Kansas City, but he basically says, I'm a glass half full guy.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I couldn't live if I didn't find something to be optimistic about. There's a big bushel basket full of that negative sitting very close.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of negative, a lot of doom scrolling from people.
That's right. Fluid to the top, man. Let's fill it up.
Fluid to the top. That's exactly right. All right, speaking of doom scrolling and negative, if you're Matt Nagy, good luck. There's a report that says after they play the Lions tomorrow, he's going to be fired, but don't tell him that.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not, I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussions.
Yeah, and hasn't talked to them this week, so who knows?
Weren't they chanting fire Nagy at a kids game or something?
Yeah, and the comment from him is not great. I was going to play it, but he doesn't really address it. I guess he was saying he had a great time at his kids game, and I suppose there were those that went up to him or were asking him about it. I don't know if there was a chant or not, but there was something to that, yes.
It is a brutal, brutal sport, and these guys, they don't get paid enough to deal with all this crap.
Well, they get paid plenty. Don't
not enough.
They get millions of dollars.
Not enough.
What's his salary?
Not enough. It's not enough.
It's not enough? He had an opportunity to be good, and he hasn't been good. I mean, it's not like he's just dealing with it for the sake of dealing with it.
And they did lose to the Ravens.
He didn't pick the players.
No, but they did lose to the Ravens and a backup quarterback this weekend at home.
Yes.
It's made $7 million.
Should make more. How would you like to go out? I guess we can. We do. Most of the times, people are pretty good to us, right?
On Twitter, they're pretty nasty.
Well, yeah, with everybody on Twitter.
Yeah, but give a crap about anybody's opinion on there? It doesn't matter.
No, out and about, of course, all the time. Very much so. Especially in Sayville, the friendliest town in America.
We do have a family wager on this game tomorrow, or at least we will.
Yes.
Lions and Bears. We got Detroit on the money line. We got the over of 41.5, and we got Andy Dalton. So why not hear from Dan Campbell, who says, first-year head coach, I'm getting there.
I think that it's no different than anything else. You always look at yourself and figure out where you can improve. I mean, certainly there's a couple of calls I wish I could have back. I'm growing at it as well.
Good. Get there tomorrow and make sure we win this game and we go over the 41.5.
Oh, man, I'm rooting for him so hard.
I don't love the over in this.
You don't love the over? Oh,
I was thinking about it.
Here we go.
I'm just thinking, sure week, nobody likes to tackle.
I think the only thing I like is Detroit on the money line, to be quite honest.
You love Detroit winning the game.
I do.
But we've already decided it. I'm riding with it. Fine. And I've been so bad with these picks, I think it doesn't matter.
Do we know if Jared Goff playing?
I don't know.
I've been reading trending towards playing.
We're picking the Lions. We don't even know who the hell the quarterback is.
But would that really determine your pick if Jared Goff plays or not? I mean, you're going to get the same game.
Yeah, basically, you're right.
I just think they're going to play hard. They're going to win.
That it could be a good game. You know what I mean?
But Thanksgiving is all about these no-name guys coming out of nowhere, like a Jason Garrett. And others who I can't remember, but there have been people that have had big games.
Longley.
That Bears Lions game a couple years ago,
David Blau, when he came in for Stafford.
And it was a really down to the wire game.
Right?
Yeah, I lost a bunch of money that day.
All right, so we want Boyle to play then.
Yes,
Pat Boyle. Hey,
Boyle and Shan.
I was told. I don't know if it's true because I haven't seen the schedule. Sal and I are filling in for you guys on Friday because you guys apparently don't want to work on a football Friday. That's cool.
Right. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
Hey,
it's Black Friday.
Well, Shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
Time out a second. Yeah. You're going to give it. You got to take it.
Oh.
I was told Pat Boyle's doing midnight to 6.
I heard that. Yes, he talked to me about that at the urinal the other day.
That's quite lengthy.
And he ran. He was running guests by me as I was urinating.
Good. Yep. Go for it. Anybody midnight to 6. Down? That's a lot of time.
He wanted to put on Iron Eagle.
Great.
And I said, Iron's one of the funniest guys. I said, I got no problem with that. There was someone else he wanted to put on, too. And I don't remember. But I said, no beat writers. I said, why are you putting on guests? You're doing it because it's 6 hours. You need to kill time. If that's what you're doing, then don't do it.
He doesn't want to talk to himself for 6 hours.
Man, he'll get calls.
Have you heard the overnights? You don't get calls all the time. When Sal says, well, it's been fun talking to myself for the last 3 hours.
He's gotten calls playing the last couple of weeks.
Because he's there every day now, and he really is starting to generate an audience for sure.
My first show ever was a 6-hour show the day after Thanksgiving, 2008.
Your first one was 6 hours?
6 hours. Zero guests. Zero.
Wow.
6 hours. It was midnight to 6 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving, 2008.
But here's the thing about the no guest thing. It doesn't necessarily mean the show's good.
No, but I'm saying if you're learning how to be a talk show host, interviewing a beat writer is not going to make you a better talk show host.
Well, it depends on the
talking
beat writer.
To yourself will make you a better talk show host.
Sometimes. It also make you look terrible.
Well, but no, I mean, if you're trying to be good, I told you a million, we had no commercials, no guests, no calls when I first got out to 93.7 The Fan. I used to go 18 minutes and then take a break for an update and do another 18 minutes. That was the best education I ever could have gotten, was that. And that's so I stand by that. So I said, Pat, if you're just putting a guy on to kill time, don't do that. You're not going to get better that way.
Here's the thing about the beat reporter, though, and I agree with you. You should not put them on all the time at all. They know more about what's going on with these teams than we do. And I do think there is value in them sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
at 8 o'clock in the morning, no. At 3 a.m., it's not the worst thing in the world.
If you're trying to educate the audience, if you're trying to be entertaining, it's a different thing. It depends what
you
want to do.
The same.
Man, you know what I've learned about this whole thing?
What's this whole thing?
Well, this whole radio thing.
The whole radio thing, yeah.
You hate beat writers. You can't stand them.
That's not true.
Seems like it. You're always saying, don't put them on, don't put them on.
Well, nobody wants. I mean, I don't say that all the time. I think Al says that all the time. But I think some beat writers are a waste of time.
Is that your feeling, Al?
Yeah, because all the information they have, they've put out on Twitter or their articles.
Oh, well, you may be able to get something out of them that maybe they didn't put in their article, or maybe you're going to ask them a question about something that they never thought of.
Like, you've got to have a guy with a good personality.
When, like, hosts expect somebody who doesn't work for the radio station to break news on the radio station. Why would they? They're not paid by you.
For example, I called Peter Schwartz out on this that time. He had never hosted a show ever on FAN. Desperately wanted to host a show. First time he got an opportunity, he put on 5 guests, all these beat writers that nobody ever heard of. It's like, that to me is, that's wasting
time.
Well,
that's overkill.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I say, you got your shot for the first time ever. You've been waiting forever. That you should have enough to say. You know, you don't need to put on this guy and this guy from Hoops Hype or whatever the hell else. Like, come on, let's talk.
I did enjoy the Brian Costello spot with Joe as they kill each other every week.
Yeah, that's Joe and the Jets. What makes that interesting
right.
is Joe's passion for the Jets.
But that's what I've always said. You just don't put people on to put them on. There's got to be a good reason to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was always
fun. You guys hate beat writers. That's all there is to it.
That's not.
And they probably hate radio talk show hosts.
They do. They actually do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I think they do.
Really?
I think, yeah, because they're like these guys, like DeTino, even though DeTino's a radio guy.
Holy dot.
That whole thing between DeTino and Marash is sort of like a beat reporter and a radio guy type of fight.
They really don't like each other, do they?
They hate each other. Yeah.
Wow.
No, they hate each other.
That is definitely real.
That's a real thing. Yeah, I think that the beat reporters like, oh, these radio guys never show up. You know, all they do is talk trash and they get paid more than us. Like, that's what they say. So.
you're probably right. The Knicks beat the Lakers 106-100. Good win for them. Evan Fournier had 26. Julius Randle 20 and 16 rebounds. No LeBron, but still you had Westbrook, Davis, and Carmelo. So good win for the Knicks who go to 10-8. Knicks Suns on Friday. Tonight the Nets play in Boston. We'll have that for you on the Fan. The Yankees did release Rougned Odor and Clint Frazier, and Steven Matz goes to the Cardinals on a 4-year deal said to be worth right around $44 million.
Any word on what the Yankees are going to do at shortstop?
No, not yet. They're talking.
Are all these teams, like, you know, guys are signing contracts right now before this lockout happens.
Yeah.
So you would think that there would be a flurry of signings before December 2nd, right?
There may be. We've seen a couple. There may be more. I don't know. I don't think that the Yankees are going to give Carlos Correa $400 million before the lockout on December 2nd. I wouldn't hold your breath for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm very tempted to go to this one call here because I've never seen anything like this.
Okay.
On
is
the
it
screen.
Sports related?
No, it has nothing to do with sports, actually.
Well, you know, sometimes we get criticized because we don't talk sports.
We've been talking plenty of sports today, haven't we? I mean, today's like a holiday anyway.
We talked hockey.
We did. We talked Jason Garrett. We talked about the Jets. Steven Matz, the Knicks.
The big Knick win last night.
Right. Did we miss anything sports? Fliegelman's a huge sports guy. Did we miss anything sports-wise today? Fliegelman is a sports fan that you are. Did we miss anything?
No, you covered the Jets. You covered the Giants. You covered the Knicks.
Yeah.
And you even touched on Steven Matz. Like, that's it.
Right.
What about, you know, I took a bullet for your Islanders this morning.
Yeah. You did. And you're right. They shouldn't be playing tonight.
Hey, stop. Shut your mouth, man. I got a big night ahead of me. of eating and drinking. I mean, they should be playing.
We talk traffic around the stadium. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, what's the criticism then?
I'm not criticizing. I kind of like it.
We have plenty of Yankee talk with McPherson now at night, so just move on to what this caller has
to say.
Somebody
say he was a Dallas Cowboy fan, too. Is that right?
Yes. He is, yes. Cowboys, Yankees, Nets.
That is a weird combination.
It is.
Cowboys and Yankees, not a weird combination.
No, I mean, it's
two. Front-runner?
Yeah.
Front-running iconic franchises.
And then the Nets.
And then the Nets. Come on.
When you get the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees, Notre Dame, that person is the pit.
Lakers or Bulls from the 90s.
Yeah, or that too. That guy is the worst.
Right.
All right, let's take the hooker call.
All right.
Justin and Hazlitt. What's going on, Justin?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. What's up, man?
So, I have a buddy who runs an escort service in New York, has a website. I won't divulge over the air unless you ask me to.
No, I'm not. That's totally illegal as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean, as far as...
I know you guys have a Christmas extravaganza coming up.
That's right.
Yeah, we're not taking escorts.
We don't need any escorts. What do you think? We're looking for escorts?
I just wanted to know who you think on WFAN is the most likely top three to order an escort for a hotel.
Oh, I
see. Top three.
Of all WFAN, you say?
Everybody at WFAN?
Originally, I told Al for this show, but that's only five people. So, you know, all WFAN.
All of W. Big Zoo is up there for sure.
Yeah, I think he's got to be right there.
100%.
He doesn't need the call girls. It's
he
Zoo.
He would. He absolutely would. Yeah. He's young, drunk, dialing, single. He's not going to blow up his life with something like that.
Yeah.
You got to think about the people who are already messes that are not going to risk anything. Like, Fliegelman, you just got it. Did you get married yet? You just got engaged. Getting married
next year.
See, you're off that list. Like, you're not going to blow up your life for an escort at a Christmas party
Well, Al and I were talking about this during the break. Like, we thought the rules were this show. And I said, I'm pretty confident that there's a 0% chance anybody on this show
would get a hooker.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
That's why it has to be all of WFAN.
I'd say Zoo, then Dove.
No,
I'm kidding.
I was gonna say.
Should we get Gallo and ask him?
He would get Gallo.
Definitely. He's not married, is he?
What up, baby?
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say Ackerman, but he's very into cleanliness. That'd be too.
Yep. All right. Can we just wash it down there, Chief? Or you mind putting a little Lysol in a couple spots for me?
Yeah. Purell. All right.
I would say no to Ackerman. All right. Zoo, Gallo. I can't think of any, like, main personalities. Like, Evan, definitely not. Moose, definitely not.
Do I pay now?
Do I leave the money on the dresser? Is that, like, a thing, or is that just in the movies?
Could I Venmo you?
Do you take Venmo? Or... Craig and Evan, no. I don't know enough about Keith McPherson, but he just got back from his honeymoon, so that would be real.
No, that's not going to happen.
Sal's locked in with a baby and a wife. So far it'd be Zoo, Gallo, Marash?
No, he's married, right?
Yeah.
But he just had his second kid.
But he's just full of bad decisions, that guy.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
He seems reasonable at home, though. Like, I see Instagram accounts. He seems like a... reasonable person at home with the baby.
Yeah. Plus, he's got that big PVC fence in the bar in the backyard.
He does.
Right, so he's not going
to
leave.
Well, how about this? Who of the on-air staff is most likely to crack after a couple drinks? Because we're all deciding nobody's going to do this in the right mind. What if they're not in the right mind?
Who's the biggest drug addict at the station?
What? We don't have any drug addicts at the station. Yeah, I don't know. I can't come up with a third one. And I also don't want, like, if I were to say something like, oh, Evan would be the, what if Evan's wife is, why would he think that? Why would he say, I don't want to do that to anybody who's married.
What about JJ? 2 hours left.
2 hours left, 2 hours gone.
45 minutes to play with. Why don't we do a little missionary now?
Come on.
Are you healthy? Do you have... I'm going to name a couple. Chlamydia. Are you healthy? HPV.
Oh, God. Well, JJ's now engaged as well, is he not?
JJ's engaged, yeah.
I was just trying to think of people you do impressions of.
And Eddie. Yes, it's been a long winter stuffing these yarn advent calendars. So now I'm ready to stuff something else. If you know what I mean. Do you like the ponytail up or out? Doesn't matter to you? Okay.
Stuffing the advent calendars. That still is. You know, I've worked with him for all these years, and I didn't know that he did that.
Okay, it's been a very emotional last couple of weeks. And there's only one way to blow off the steam. What is it already? Get the hooker? Have a nice little romp? What is it? I may be retired from radio. I am not retired from schnupping. Don't forget the one.
Yeah, I really, the two I can come up with is Zoo and Gallo. I feel like those two guys are messes. Like, they just do anything. What?
Billy Balls.
Oh, Blue Balls Billy, of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, once that finally goes, it's going to be like Old Faithful.
And Marash only if DA put him up to it for the show.
Yeah. All right, we're going to force Marash into having sex with a prostitute and ruin his life. That's what we're doing today. It's a prostitute Friday. Unprotected sex with a hooker to blow up his life. To end his life. DA on CBS Sports Radio. That's good. Bring in Bilotti, bring Pete the Body's bringing in the hooker right now. Sit her down. Hello, honey. We're going to ruin Marash's entire marriage and his children for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but I think we got our three.
Yeah. Blue Balls Billy. If you really want an answer, like a real serious answer, Blue Balls Billy, Jock Alone. These are people you don't really know, but we sort of introduce you through the show. Anthony Gallo and Big Zoo would be the three people.
Yeah. The three of them should go out together.
Yeah. Does Gallo have a girlfriend or anything? Because I feel bad if he does, if he's engaged or anything.
Yeah, we don't know him well enough yet.
Yeah. He's
he
one
seems
of those,
like he's up for anything.
Yeah, and he's like an open book, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I get hookers all the time. Like probably come in here and say something like that. You know?
Gallo's, quote, very single.
Very single.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
So there you go.
Okay,
all right, so we nailed it.
We got it.
We nailed it. We nailed the three. Okay. So we'll take a break now and come back and talk some more Jason Garrett.
Okay.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.